Congressman Scott Tipton held a telephone town hall earlier this month where he discussed healthcare, energy policy, and public lands. Last week, he was working on infrastructure ideas for the National Park Service and Forest Service. Environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart Severy sat in on the phone call and has been following his work on public lands. So, Elizabeth, how did this telephone town hall format work?
So it was actually a phone out rather than a call in, and an automated service called his database, this massive database of phone numbers. So anybody who had signed up on his website for updates and things like that, his people say it went out to over 50,000 people, and more than 5,000 of those constituents stayed on the line to listen in on the town hall.
That's pretty amazing. That seems like that would be more than an actual town hall meeting.
Yeah, you know, it's tough to imagine, I think, over 5,000 people packed into one room. Tipton says he was using that telephone method to touch base over the winter, and he still has plans to hold in-person town halls this spring and summer, although he hasn't announced those dates or locations yet. So geographically, Tipton has one of the largest districts in the country. He covers 29 counties, and a lot of politicians are getting flack for not holding in-person town halls, but it does seem in this instance that it's possible that the telephone town hall format might be logistically easier to reach more constituents. Of course, there are benefits and drawbacks to both approaches, but Tipton took phone calls from all over the district, from Carbondale, Aspen, Pueblo, Durango, Delta, really like this huge swath of Colorado, and the call lasted for exactly an hour. He took calls on a huge range of topics and had a lot of people voicing concern and frustration over things like healthcare and especially more locally over public lands.
Mm-hmm. So environmental groups, including the League of Conservation Voters, ranked Tipton as having a poor track record with environmental issues. So what did he say about public lands?
So the question that Tipton received from this was a pretty aggressive question, kind of calling him out on not being an advocate for public lands. But Tipton is adamant that he's never voted against public lands and that he does want to allow access and multiple uses of these lands. So here's what Tipton said.
Have advocated and will continue to advocate for something that you noted was important, the ability to be able to have access to those public lands for our hunters, for our anglers, for our snowmobilers, for people to be able to hunt and hike.
And he's pretty clear about allowing access, but environmental groups, especially like locally, we have Wilderness Workshop. A lot of these groups are still skeptical about his record on public lands. Part of this access that he's talking about, many people believe, includes access for oil and gas development, which conservation groups are adamantly against, especially in protected roadless areas. So it's more about protecting access, not necessarily protecting the land itself. And regarding, you know, oil and gas development, Tipton did spend quite a bit of time talking about his approach to energy development. And he says he is for a, quote, all of the above approach to energy development that would certainly include oil and gas on public lands.
And he is on several House committees that deal with energy and natural resources. What can you tell us about his work with these committees?
So most recently, Tipton posted a column about the massive maintenance shortfalls that the National Park Service and the U.S. Forest Service are facing, where there are billions of dollars needed for maintenance. And he says the first step in addressing these issues is to focus on efficiently using the resources that the agencies already have. To quote him, to put more resources toward taking care of what they already own instead of pushing for more land acquisitions. Groups like Wilderness Workshop will say this is a little bit misleading because it's not like the U.S. Forest Service is actively trying to acquire more land. That has not happened. But Tipton says as more lands are acquired, it demands more resources. And that comment does come as Republican leaders in Congress are calling for the reversal of the designation of several national monuments under Obama, including Bears Ears in Utah. Now, Tipton's staff says he hasn't taken a position on those because they're not in Colorado, but the timing is there.
So he says that we should take care of what we already have. Did he give specifics about what that might mean?
Yeah, you know, in his column, he uses Yellowstone as an example. Yellowstone National Park faces millions of dollars of backlog and things that need to be taken care of that they just haven't had the funding to take care of. So that's things like roads and trails and buildings that are in disrepair, even water systems that need updated. Locally, we see a lot more of that budget shortfall with the U.S. Forest Service. A caller from Carbondale actually asked specifically about how the U.S. Forest Service is using more and more of their budget to fight wildfires and what Tipton plans to do about that. Tipton says he would like to see FEMA take on some of the responsibility for funding firefighting for wildfire, and that he would like to see more focus on better land management to actually prevent those fires instead of just having to spend so much money reacting to the fires once they start.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty relevant as we enter wildfire season.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Kristen.
You can go online to aspenpublicradio.org to listen to the full telephone town hall.